Hayim Yem Zayin Yir. Bat Tifas Talis Godel, when you wrap yourself in a big talis, Ein Tzorich L'chasis Reishe Ad Piv. You do not have to cover your head all the way down to your mouth. Uk Meshikosuv Behilchas Tzitzis Asher B'Sidr. As is written in the Alter Rebbe Sidr, the Halochas of Tzitzis. Avol, Noyagin L'chasis B'chelke Ho'elyon Shal Talis Godel, Gam Ho'inayim. But the custom is that when you wrap yourself in the talis, which means in the morning before davening, not during davening when you wear the talis, but just the wrapping when you make the brocha. So then we wrap ourselves and we cover our face down to the eyes. So what is the issue? The brocha we make is lehis'atev b'tzitzis, to wrap ourselves in tzitzis, which means we need a wrapping, not just a wearing. What is considered wrapping? Wrapping, the Alter Rebbe says, has to be like the wrapping of the Yishmaelim, of the Arabs. And therefore, when you wrap, you must wrap yourself like the Arabs, covering your head until your lips below your mouth. However, in the Siddur, the Alter Rebbe writes, which is how the Rebbe writes in the Hayem Yem, Ukme Shekosov Behilchos Tzitzis Asher B'Siddur, as written in the Halachos of Tzitzis in the Siddur necessarily. Why? Because in the Siddur, the Alter Rebbe says, when you do the wrapping, so we take our two hands and we have the talus folded in half, and we grab the tzitzis, and then we throw the right hand over the left side, and in that way we remain wrapped with the two right side tzitzis over our left shoulder, and the two left tzitzis hanging in front of us. So we have two tzitzis in the back and two tzitzis in the front. And then he says, you do not have to cover your face until your mouth. And he says, you should stand like this, at least for the amount of walking 4 cubits. And then you undo it and you wear the talus as is the custom. So Reb Chaim Noah, he learned from this that the Alter Rebbe means that you do not cover your face at all, not even the eyes. So the Rebbe says that he disagrees, but rather, like the Arabs, they do cover their eyes. So the question is, how could you see what's going on? So the Rebbe says that they have to cover the eyes because they live in countries where there are tremendous winds and there is sand and they want to protect their eyes. So they do cover the eyes. They just have it a little open. At least they can see how to walk. And therefore, it's covered, but you can live with it. And the Rebbe concludes, our minig is that we do cover the eyes, but not down to the mouth. Another minhag. Noyagin lilmoid b'mei asfira mesechta seita. During the days of Sfira, you learn the Masechta Seita. Neisef ala shiurim akvuim, in addition to your regular shiurim that you learn, daf liyem, you learn one daf a day, and one daf the next day. Masechta Seita has 49 blot, and we have in Sfira 49 days, so we learn Masechta Seita. There's also a minig that Rebbe writes on Masechta Shavuos, which also has 49 daf, but our minig is necessarily Masechta Seita. So the Rebbe addresses the question, why do we learn Masechta Seita? And he gives a few explanations. One connection is, during Sfiras HaOmer, our avoda, our service of Hashem, is to refine ourselves. Every day we grow by refining a part of our attributes. Until we go through all the attributes, 49 days. Aseita, a woman who has been accused, and she goes through the process of Seita, she becomes cleared from this suspicion. And as a reward, the Pasuk says she will become clean and she will have children. Meaning, if for whatever reason, God forbid, she wasn't able to have children, she will now have children. If she was giving birth with difficulties, from now on, it'll be an easy birth. Which is identical to the same idea. You become clean, you become purified, you become elevated, which is like Sfira. Another reason the Rebbe says, Minchas Seita and the Minchas HaOmer, the offering of the Omer, were both made from barley. And this is what connects Sfira with the Seita. Then the Rebbe asks why we say 49 blad, but really it's not 49, it's 48. Every Masechta starts from Daf Beis, page 2. So the Rebbe says, The 49 includes also the front page, the cover page. On the cover page, we have the name of the Masechta. And as the Shalosh says, that somebody who can't learn, if he says the names of the Masechtas, it is as if he learned them all. Another idea that the name includes the entire Masechta, and then for the next 48 blot, we will explain what says on page 1. Some connect today's Hayim Yem to the Parsha. Zion Ir Tov Shin Gimel was Parsha of Emor. And on Wednesday, which was Zion Ir, we also learn about the Omer and Shavuos. So therefore, usually Minhagim, the Rebbe lists first and not as the body of the Hayim Yem, but in this time, it is part of the body of the Hayim Yem.